This is To Your Health for the women's page at INTS. Last year, NamronSor.com was introduced to what is known as the raw vegan diet, and we even tried it for a while. The movies and the info that we watched made it sound like the answer to everything diet-wise. We even ran a feature, like every born-again diet freak, and claimed it was the cure for all diseases, cancer included, and you can read it in our history area. I kept it, but I took it off of our main pages because it ran for a couple of months, and then we began to have second thoughts about it, because eating nothing but raw fruits and vegetables, nuts, grains, whatever you have, was just not something that any of us could keep doing for any length of time. I mean, anyone around here, that is. So the preaching of this gospel had to end, and the banner was withdrawn. The article was really over the edge, as you can see. That's our article. More people on this earth are eating meat, and the number of grain-fed cattle is increasing to make this supply. I don't wish to alarm you, but the way we take care of the farm animals these days is a recipe for disaster, spelled cancer. And the incidence of this disease is growing, but we are learning to live with it, and it's still living longer and healthier regardless of this. It's best to avoid meat as much as you can and limit it to one meal a day or small portions unless you can give it up altogether, which I found to be not possible. Also, I was unable to stop cooking, partly because it was winter and the stove had to be on anyway, and partly because I really like cooking cooked cabbage and potatoes. Cabbage also makes good salad as coleslaw, but I don't know of anyone that eats raw potatoes or things like pasta uncooked. The raw vegan idea is obviously the best answer for the sake of health, and there is no doubt about that whatsoever, but there are a few things that did come out of this experience that can help to improve one's general eating habits. Westerners carry on about not being able to get enough protein if you are a vegetarian, and this is just not true. Most people that believe that live in Canada and the US and eat many times the amount of animal protein that they need and much more than is healthy. Many studies have proved that if you eat less, you live longer and healthier. That's less overall, not just meat. Pigging out all the time is the first and most popular way to ruin your health. The second most popular way is to sit on your behind all the time and do nothing. Exercise is beginning to be a lost art. About 3 years ago, my car broke down, and I was really, really beginning to hate feeding the thing more and more expensive gasoline, license fees, insurance, and repairs. And since I was retiring, or almost so, I was in a position to decide whether or not I really needed a car. The thing sat there for about a year and a half while I decided, and in the meantime, I simply rode my bike wherever I went. I only live about 3 miles from town, so it wasn't impossible to get groceries, just a bit more difficult, but way cheaper. It actually started to be quite a challenge, and also a lot of fun, because where I live, it gets down to about 20 below in the winter, and you have to dress correctly to ride a bicycle in that kind of weather. It's been 3 years now, actually it's been four, and I always get my exercise because I don't have any other way of getting around. I'm also 65, well, I'm 66 now, and touch wood, never go to the doctor. Well, I do sometimes. Now that I've started bragging, I'll probably get something right away and have to rewrite this whole blurb. The fact is, I do get ill now and then, and I usually have to look carefully at my diet and exercise routine to figure out just where I'm going wrong. But then on the other hand, I have an exercise routine, and I always have had one, right from my childhood, so fitness is on my side. When the car broke, I was already bicycling regularly, as I have done for the last 30 years. And before that, I used to run or jog, as they say. But it's always been a bit of a hassle to get the exercise in. But now that the car's gone, it's not really a problem anymore. Think about that. Get a way to force yourself to exercise. Learn to create the habit and learn self-control, or do something like I did. Place yourself in a position where you must exercise. It's the best advice you'll get. As far as eating is concerned, there are several things that I have discovered over the years that you might be able to do. If you think you're getting fruit juice when you buy it in the store, do you think that you're getting fruit juice when you buy it in the store? Well, shock of shocks, you aren't. You're buying something that is oxidized in the juicing equipment months ago, stored in a poisonous container, that's right, poisonous, more on that later, had non-food additives added as preservatives and fake vitamin chemicals, most likely had several forms of sugar added, and probably some fake flavor, and worst of all, it is all that had all the goodness boiled out of it in a process prescribed by law called pasteurizing. Pasteurizing is the same as boiling, that's what it is. You're even fooling yourself if you get the so-called fresh stuff from the cooler that costs twice as much. It's not fruit juice anymore. It just tastes like it. Buy the fruit and juice it yourself. A simple glass orange or grapefruit juicer works wonders on citrus. You just cut the grapefruit in half and twist it around for a minute or two and pour the juice into a glass. And that's all there is to it. Carrots and apples can be juiced in an electric juicer, and they can be mixed together, and they taste real good. Carrot juice is actually sweeter than apples. It's very good for your eyes. Fresh carrots are much better for you than cooked ones, and a juicer makes it easy for you to go through a half a pound of carrots a day with ease. A good juicer to choose is one that allows the pulp of the carrot to go through into the juice. I'm going to experiment with a blender now because the juicer seems to waste a lot. Although the carrot pulp I usually put on the cat's plate and then put the food on top of that, or the other food I should say, on top of that. In the raw vegan movie you can find on the web quite easily, there was a part that showed the nutrients that were in a cooked apple pie and those that were in an uncooked apple pie. And it was just amazing to see how heat can ruin the necessary enzymes and vitamins that are essential to good health. This is the end of this article, and there will be more added as time goes by, or there'll be an update. Namrat Sor.